Hello and welcome to 251, Two Pianists, 5 Minutes, One Subject. And today we're going to be talking about jazz singers and asking the question, Lawfie, is she a jazz singer? My name's Simon Whiteside.
And my name's Nick Tomlin, and this is 251. So the reason I kind of suggested this subject was I was talking with my son's girlfriend, she's 19, and she found out that I was a jazz musician, you know, jazz teacher, and she said, I like jazz. Have you heard of this singer Lawfie? And I said, no, not really. She said, she's a jazz singer. You should check her out. So I did, and then that prompted the question: is she a jazz singer or isn't she?
Yes, this could have been a very short podcast. Is she a jazz singer? Yeah. No. Thank you. Goodbye.
Well, I think it's a little bit more complicated.
It is more complicated.
Yeah, basically, just to tell you, you probably know she's kind of a bit of a phenomenon in the pop scene, but she's a Icelandic singer-songwriter, began as a cellist playing with the Iceland Symphony Orchestra, actually, age 15, but was a finalist on Iceland's Got Talent. And then she released her debut album, Everything I Know About Love, I think in 2022, yeah, and she's subsequently released a couple of other albums, and her style is,
jazz adjacent,
possibly, yeah. I mean, so she, you know, some of what she does is basically straight ahead jazz. I mean, she does very straightforward, standard sort of interpretations.
I'm quite strongly of the opinion she's not
she's
a jazz
not
singer.
A jazz singer.
We'll argue that case for you,
yeah.
If you want.
I mean, the interesting question, though, that I'm going to put to you is, would you consider Peggy Lee a jazz singer? Because in my mind, she occupies a similar place to someone like Peggy Lee, who's, for my mind, Peggy Lee's really a pop singer.
Yeah.
But with kind of jazz sensibility, if you like.
Well, there are a lot of singers at that time that Peggy Lee is probably the most jazzy of. Mm. She's the jazzy end of those singers.
Mm.
But there's people you may never have heard of called people like Lucy Ann Polk, they're great singers. They sang, had nice voices, and they sang jazz tunes. But then that's because jazz tunes were pop music at that time.
Yeah.
And I would say the difference here is that she's choosing to sing jazz standards. But, you know, when you compare her to Samara Joy or people like that, she's not really interpreting the song she's just singing the song. In the same way Sting sang some
jazz tunes.
In the same way that other people, you know, popular singers, crooners have sung jazz songs.
It's about interpretation and improvisation. And if you listen to someone like Billie Holiday, even though she never really scattered Billie Holiday, you know, whenever she sang a tune, she basically rewrote the tune very often. She would improvise. She'd take the tune as a suggestion, a template. But then she would kind of sing it in her own way, almost improvise over it, really.
Yeah.
Whereas you can hear Lawfie, you know, she does a bit of scatting, actually, and she does a little bit of that. But she's basically just singing the song in quite a straight way. She's singing a jazz-style song, basically, I think.
I mean, don't get me wrong. These singers are important to help people get into jazz.
Mm. Mm.
But I would say that she's a pop singer who likes to sing a bit of jazz.
Mm.
And the pop songs of hers that I've listened to are really not very jazzy at all.
Mm. But another question then, does it matter that she's considered? I mean, it's interesting that, like, my son's generation, that kind of Gen Z or whatever you want to call them, that they consider her a jazz singer. You know, she is considered as jazz. Lawfie is considered as jazz. I mean, does that really matter, do you think?
I think every generation defines what they think jazz is. I hope that they get better. I had a conversation the other day with someone, and they said, I don't like it when, you know, you can't understand the tune, blah, blah, blah. And I said, you know, when you're trying to confuse your audience. And I said, yeah, we just need to get a better audience. I do think people like Jamie Cullum, who doesn't actually call himself a jazz singer, even though he is jazzy and can improvise. And
he's
does
probably improvise. More of a jazz singer than Lawfie, in a way.
Very much more.
Yeah, yeah.
But, getting into things, you know, Sade got people into jazz in the 80s.
Yeah.
That's all good. Anyway, my name's Simon Whiteside. This is 251. Goodbye.
And my name's Nick Tomlin. Goodbye.